Proclamation number 5888 of 26th of February, 1954. Spiritual or earthly goods. Better part. You have truly chosen the better part for yourselves if you strive to gain me and my kingdom and pray for it, which could certainly make your earthly fate more bearable but makes it more difficult for you to find the path to me. You are not at a disadvantage if you give everything away, for your share will last, whereas the former will perish and your soul will remain in poverty if you did not think of it on earth. Although your lot on earth appears poor and meager to the worldling, one day you will stand in splendor and spiritual wealth, while the latter will enter the kingdom of the beyond extremely miserable despite the greatest earthly wealth and prestige. Don't let them persuade you to give up your spiritual striving. Voluntarily renounce earthly gain on earth and instead seek to acquire spiritual goods, and you will not need to regret that you have indeed chosen the worst part on earth but that spiritually you are far higher and can now work with your wealth for your own and many souls' happiness. On earth you are indeed behind your fellow human beings and yet you are the winners, for you are already aspirants of God's kingdom, which is not of this world, whereas the worldlings cannot take possession of this kingdom because they cannot serve God and the world at the same time. But one day they will stand outside without the right and without the strength to enter a kingdom which had to be acquired on this earth. Therefore the earthly world has to be overcome. A battle has to be declared against earthly joys and pleasures because they prevent the human being's entry into the spiritual kingdom. Because victory has to be won over them first so that the path into my kingdom becomes free. Spiritual goods, however, are not so tempting in earthly life that they are desired, and yet they are these goods which retain their value and cannot be taken away from you humans if you lose your earthly life. Therefore acquire them and strive ceaselessly for the kingdom of God as long as you have the grace to live as a human being on this earth. For this is your earthly task, to prepare yourselves for the kingdom which lasts forever, and that it may be a life of bliss for you. Create for yourselves on earth the goods which alone will be valued in that kingdom. Set your mind on me and my kingdom and you'll truly have acquired the best part. Amen.